Our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, is on the line. Segment is called Lawyer Up. She goes inside three legal cases now and solves them all. Hello, Lisa. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm fantastic. How about you guys?
Doing very well. Thanks for joining us today. We talked about this story a couple of days ago. There is a family in Southern California suing Starbucks because their two-year-old daughter apparently drank a beverage that included blood from a barista. What happened was they ordered the drinks, they had a bunch of drinks, and they noticed blood on the drink after they started drinking them, and the two-year-old was given a little bit of whipped cream from the mom's coffee. That's where she got it. She's talking about it here.
She was licking the whipped cream where it had was sitting on top. It was on the inside of the rim of my Frappuccino. I thought it was, I'm sort of belittling. I thought maybe I'd be a little bit more at peace if they would have her tested, the one who was bleeding.
The intention was to always try to resolve this with Starbucks. And had they acted in a responsible way, we wouldn't be here today.
We're, constantly double checking everything we get because now I don't trust anybody.
Family now says they're just afraid to get drinks in any store.
My God.
That's right.
Anywhere?
We're just going to go thirsty.
Anywhere.
Even when they pour their own, like at McDonald's.
That's right. They're afraid to do that. Blood. The barista's blood.
Don't get that one. That has blood in it. Again? Are you serious?
Because of the blood from the barista. And they wanted her tested for HIV and other diseases. She has not been tested yet. The manager offered them free drinks for a week, and they were not satisfied with that. Now they're offering $1,000, but they're taking them to court. Lisa, do they win this, and how much do they win?
Well, they would win, but it would not be a lot, I don't think, because I don't think there was any real harm. I mean, it's amazing how many people get sick from food in the U.S. every year. The CDC estimates 48 million Americans get sick every year, and 3,000 die. So it's a serious food contamination is a serious issue, but the people who have the more serious injuries are the ones who typically go after the food establishment and who actually recover something. So, people who are sick for, a day or two with some, the typical culprits are like salmonella, listeria, that kind of thing, not usually blood in your Frappuccino, but in a situation like this, they didn't have any real harm. And so far, they've been tested and everything's been fine. They'll be tested again in 6 months. I don't think they will come down with anything. So they'll have some emotional distress type damages for being worried for a while, but no big injury. I don't see them recovering a lot.
Let me ask you this now. We have a similar story here talking about food related injuries. A guy named Nick Mitchell, he's from England, and he drank 25 energy drinks, Monster energy drinks, in one day, which sent him to the hospital. He suffered a brain hemorrhage and 3 mini strokes. He was having a karaoke night, and in order to stay away,
got carried away, man.
He's kept drinking them. Now he wants them. He wants them banned off the shelves. Any luck with that, Lisa? Any chance?
No. That the energy drinks, that whole industry, they've been sued many, many times. And usually, people. I mean, there are people who are going to the hospital with heart attacks and high blood pressure and all sorts of things from drinking, way less, way fewer than this guy drank. So, there's been tons of lawsuits. A lot of them are getting thrown out now because these energy drink manufacturers have kept up with the law and what these rulings have said, and they're putting warning labels on here. And so this guy, he went way above. He used way too many of these things, and so I don't think you're going to get him banned. But you do still see a few lawsuits. There's been some class actions, and now the energy companies have gotten smart, and they're putting the warnings on there, and so they're getting out of these lawsuits unscathed.
Yeah, they tell you.
I've never seen any of these warning labels, and, it's not quite the same. Soda is a different ball game, but you've never seen any soda company say, don't drink more than 6 of these.
No, that's true.
Or don't drink more than, 10 Red Bulls.
Wonder if there'll be a day where a Coke or a Pepsi would put that on there. Don't drink more than a couple.
That's right. They're talking right to you, Kelly.
Well, I'm just filling up on them now.
You're the addict, man.
Last night again, another 5.
Kelly.
Attaboy.
Just doing it. Just doing it.
It's who you are.
It is. I'm a Diet Coke person, Lisa. That's what I am. Sorry.
You're so brave.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris. Here's your chip.
I can't even have a chip.
No, you don't earn. You don't deserve a chip.
I haven't earned a chip. They should give you little tabs off the cans.
Yeah.
I'm 1 month clean.
Yeah. Rub that when you go to bed at night. Just rub on it all the time.
That's right. And finally, Lisa, this is an open and shut to me, too. Does it work or not? An Indiana man has filed a lawsuit that he has the right to free speech and was violated when he was given a ticket. A cop, a state trooper, cut him off on the road, so he flipped in the bird. Guy pulled him over, gave him a $500 fine for provocation. He's suing now and saying you violated my rights to the First Amendment of free speech. What do you think, Lisa? Does he have a chance?
You know, imagine this is not the first time that this has happened. And so this has been decided over and over again. And typically, it never even goes anywhere because typically the charge is always dropped because it is protected speech. But when it has gone to the appellate courts, it's been held over and over and over that flying the bird at the trooper is protected speech.
God bless America.